This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. The Kalamazoo Poetry Festival began last year, bringing together poets and poetry lovers from across the nation. This year, the festival will be a celebration of community poets on Thursday, April 16th at Kalamazoo Institute of Arts. Marcia Meyer was there at the beginning. Marion Boyer joined the festival committee this year. They are bringing together poets of every kind, from rap to lyrical, young and old, from varied cultures and viewpoints and lifestyles. Here, Marion Boyer reads one of her own poems.
Riding the Trees. Along the orchard road, four old maples are strung with blue tubes, like electrodes stuck to their chests. At their backs, a legion of apple trees hunch, and grapevines are whittled to walking sticks. But the sap is running, and today a man harnessed to the top of our oak swings while winds thrash our woods. 100 feet up and swaying, wildness rakes bare branches in and out of sight through my kitchen skylight. He hollers down to his companion, "Dead hanger." The saw rips, then "baby bouncer," and a 3-foot section drops, thwack, on the ground. The sun's a milky gesture, and snow chases the wind, but the sap is running, and small switches in finch feathers have thrown to gold. The sap is running in the maple trees. Every atom of the body feels news.
What can both of you say, not just as organizers, but as poets? Why is poetry important? What does poetry bring that prose may not?
Well, I think, first of all, what I appreciate about poetry, it's concise. It's very short, and so a lot is condensed in terms of emotional feeling or image or brief narrative in a short space of time. I think poetry affects us in the same way music does. I think poetry has music. It lingers in the mind, certain phrases, certain rhythms, particular ways of putting words together that create a crystallized image. I think we can appreciate that very much. And when you come to a poetry reading, another thing I might say is poetry is short. And so if you don't like that poem, just hang on. In about 30 seconds, there'll be another one, and it'll be completely
kind
different.
Kind of like Michigan weather.
Exactly.
What about you, Marcia? Why does poetry speak to you?
Well, personally, it's accessible. I mean, it's pretty frightening. I mean, as a librarian, you'd think, well, you know, she might not be that frightened with short stories and novels, but to do it, I think it is a way that many people can access their emotions. And as Marion said, I think it is very close to all the arts. It is musical. It can be painterly. It can be performance. It really touches raw emotion. And again, it can be easy to hear and easy to read. It can be so many different things. And it's, again, very accessible both to understanding as far as appreciating a small piece or go to the next one, as Marion said. But it's, I think also it is a way that people of all ages, from kindergarten, first graders, we hear phenomenal poems. Nobody wants to follow the first and second graders' poems. I think it's available for all ages.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I'm speaking with Marion Boyer and Marcia Meyer about the second annual Kalamazoo Poetry Festival. I asked them why poetry intimidates so many people and how we can get past that fear and love the lyrical word.
It's interesting that you talk about accessibility and easy to hear at the same time, it seems that somewhere along the way, a lot of people get intimidated by poetry and think of it as difficult and dense, and some of it certainly can be. Somewhere, whether it's in education or what, I don't know, we enjoy Shel Silverstein and Dr. Seuss as, mm-hmm. as children, and then at some point we become intimidated. Do you have any perspective on why and how to change that?
I think so. I used to teach poetry to 7th graders and 8th graders, and I know they were intimidated. Unless the poem was very narrative and told a story, they had the sense that they there were unseen levels that they had to work their way through to understand meaning and symbolism, and it seemed to become a puzzle that they didn't want to have to tackle or they might get wrong. So I think if poetry could be taught with less emphasis on figuring it out and just allowing it to wash over you and say, what resonates for you, or what image sticks for you, or what do you like, which words, which lines, then I think you can begin to just appreciate it and not worry about it like a puzzle.
Fall in love first, and then you can learn more of the rules. What do you think, Marcia, on this topic?
I just wish I would have had Marion for my teacher. This came off of a slothful 2 weeks in Hawaii. February 18th. Time crumbles into dusk. Crisp brown leaves flutter rhythmically outside my studio window. Whiskey smooth jazz stirs from another room. Nothing else moves. An absence of thought lingers, a settling hollow coolness. I wait for a tremor, a lead, hypnotized by the stillness, the guilt for having spent an entire day pondering nothing but living artfully.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Marion Boyer and Marcia Meyer about the Kalamazoo Poetry Festival. You'll find more information about the April 16th event at WMUK.org. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.